Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagram. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today inaugurated and laid the foundation stones for several key development projects at Derang in West Kameng District. He inaugurated the infrastructure development at Government Middle School Derang, construction of transit camp and boundary wall at Derang, and augmentation of water supply at Bomdila Township from Naga Jiji to Mandala Top Phase 1. Additionally, he also laid the foundation stones for construction of Chuk Bridge at Derang, road from Muna Camp to Lagam Village via Thembang, construction of Khaso Bridge at Sangti, and other projects. In a social media post, Khandu said that the key projects are aimed at improving education, connectivity, and public infrastructure. In the run-up to Kepang La Day scheduled for 17th November next, the Indian Army's Spear Corps organized the Siang Open Mini Marathon at Tuting in Upper Siang District. The event aimed to honor the brave hearts of the 1962 Battle of Kepang La. Over 517 participants from the Army, ITBP, and local populace, including children, women, and youth, participated in the mini marathon. A one-day legal awareness program was organized by the Adi Bane Ane Kebang and sponsored by the Arunachal Pradesh State Commission for Women, Itanagar, at Riga in Siang District yesterday. The event aimed to generate awareness on key social and legal issues under the theme POCSO, Foundation and Elementary Levels of Education System, Safeguard and Uplift of Widowed, Destitute and Abandoned Women, Drugs Abuse and Its Impact on Society. The 5th India Reserve Battalion Pasighat, in collaboration with the District Police East Siang, observed the National Unity Day 2025 at the Battalion Headquarters Campus Pasighat. As part of the celebration, a Run for Unity mini marathon was organized, witnessing the active participation of over 190 individuals, including students, women, and personnel of the 5th IRBN. The event aimed to promote the spirit of unity in diversity and highlight the ideals of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel in fostering a united and resilient India. The Rajiv Gandhi University hosted the inauguration of the first batch of the Ashtalakshmi Darshan Youth Exchange Program at its Rono Hills campus in Doimukh yesterday. The event marked the commencement of 2-week-long intercultural and educational exchange involving 40 student delegates from Goa and Uttarakhand alongside RGU students, faculty and distinguished guests. The Ashtalakshmi Darshan Youth Exchange Program stands as a testimony to the Government of India's commitment to promoting national integration, interstate understanding and youth empowerment. The Meteorological Center Itanagar has forecast a yellow alert for West Kameng, Kamle, Papumpare, West Siang, Upper Siang, Shiomi, Upper Siang, East Siang, Lower Dibang Valley, Dibang Valley, Anjo, Lohit, Namsai, Changlang, Tirap, and Longding districts of Arunachal Pradesh. These districts are very likely to receive thunderstorm with lightning and heavy rain at isolated places. In tennis, Rohan Bopanna, a former world number one in doubles, announced his retirement yesterday after a 20-year-long career. The 45-year-old Indian star won 26 ATP doubles titles, including the 2024 Australian Open with Matthew Ebden, which made him the oldest player to reach number one at age 43. Bopanna, who began his career in 2003, earned 539 tour-level wins and partnered with 15 different players. He reached 2 US Open finals, finished runner-up at the ATP finals twice, and claimed a mixed doubles Grand Slam at Roland Garros in 2017. ISRO launched India's heaviest communication satellite, CMS-03 GSAT-7R, at Sriharikota this evening. The heavy lift rocket, carried by an Indian launch vehicle and into the geosynchronous transfer orbit, lifted off from Satish Dhawan Space Center at 5:26 p.m. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.